written in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and happy Halloween to everybody as we approach the Day of the Dead. And right after that, we're going to have All Saints Day. So things are looking up. We're also coming into a very powerful new moon, which promises to be the most powerful new moon of the year. And that's on November 7th. I have an exciting evening tonight for you. We have Frank St. James, and he's going to be answering a lot of your personal questions. So if you have anything that you want to ask Frank about the coming year or the changes that you're going through, because we're all going through changes. Some of us have gone through them, and some of us are in the middle of them.
They've been very powerful. Lots of sickness, lots of crossing over. Also some good news. We've had a few pregnancies where people have been waiting for a long time. And Frank, don't you think that's great when you hear about the new babies coming and people have been waiting a long time?
Yeah, and it's funny. I just read an article today that as far as America goes, they're looking forward to a new generation, hoping there would be more pregnancies and more babies coming in. So, it's,
well, they just have to give us more money and we'll do it, right? Uh-oh, I know, Election Day is Tuesday. Uh-oh. Anyway, we do have some calls coming in. We have a Claire from New Jersey. I think she's one of your friends. She's born on May 4th, 1968. Claire, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you in the ocean by the water? We hear the water.
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone. I can turn it off in a minute. My question was about my job and if it isn't secure. I started a new job in August, and, things are so far so good. And I just want to know what you guys think, if I'll be there long term, or something a little strange happened on Friday where they're hiring some more people and they didn't tell me. My boss says, oh, I forgot to tell you. I mean, I thought it was a little strange. So I'm wondering what you guys think.
Yeah. Claire, you're in your first year of a brand new cycle, so.
Yeah.
This is, there's a lot of energy to keep you where you are.
I agree.
So, you don't see any changes there. I am a manager. I'm making good money. I work now in New York City. I am commuting, but they seem to like me, and it's a good opportunity. So just something strange happened on Friday that made me think.
Yeah, it's not really strange. It's your insecurities. It's not strange. No. It's your insecurities. You're a manager, but they didn't hire in your department, and they hired people from different areas and different levels than you're on. Not to worry.
Yeah, Claire, you're very solid in there. And she's right on. And that's pretty much the way I was thinking. And and why not? You've been through a lot the last couple of years, right?
Yes, I have. So, yes, I have.
But Claire, listen, you're going to get a nice promotion in the summer. So hang in there. Uranus just moved into Taurus. You're set.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, great. And, thank you, guys. All right.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay. Let's find out. We have a Barbara from Pennsylvania. She's January 15th, 1949. Barbara, are you there? Hello, Barbara.
Yeah, I'm here, but that's not my birthday.
Oh, when is your birthday?
May 12th, 45.
Well, we'll take it. May 12th. Oh. She's another Taurus, so you're doing well. This next year you'll be doing well. It's been tough for you, and you've had a little bit of setback, but now that's turning around in your favor.
Oh, good.
Right?
My question directly is, I have a manuscript to submit to some very important producers, and I wondered when is a good time for me to submit it.
Is it a screenplay?
Yes, it is.
You're not going to like my answer, but January 15th.
Okay. All right.
Because if you do it before then, it will be ignored. Have you registered it with AFTRA?
Oh yeah, and it's all registered. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And
good.
I've optioned a couple and sold a couple, but this one's really kind of fun and special, and I wanted my timing to be correct. So you say January 15th.
I think wait until after the first of the year, because we've got crazy energy between now and the first of the year. Right, Frank?
Yeah, Barbara, you're in a perfect time zone, too. You're in the eighth year going into a ninth year, so you're going to iron out what has to be ironed out about. You're actually better if it doesn't happen exactly when you want it, because you'll pick up a lot more information that really will help you get this thing sold, and not only that, but actually to see what you'd have to do to keep it, keep in there. And
Barbara, one more thing. You're going to look for a move next year. Where do you live now?
I live in Whitefish, Montana.
Well, I think you're going to California, honey. So good luck to you.
I was born and raised there, and I don't want to go back. Do I have to?
Wait, no, but you can go back for a short amount of time.
Oh,
you know,
adult,
a move to do a production is fine.
Uh-huh. Hey, Barbara, you're an adult. You can go any way you want.
Okay.
On
that's
and
great.
Off the phone.
Get off
thank
the ranch.
Thank you for calling, Barbara.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And now we have Mary Frank from New York, and she's July 10th, 62. She's a young one. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, Mary. How are you? Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Do you have a question for Frank?
Just general.
No, you
concern.
Need to have a direct question, please.
The small business. What is the future with my small business? It's been kind of a bumpy road.
Well, you're in the perfect time zone right now to get rid of the pitfalls that we can go into, the negative part. You're in a ninth year, and you still got the influence eighth year of handling money and business, but the ninth year is going to help you to just get rid of, shake out all what you have to, and you're in a particular time zone where the first year is going to start influencing you and push you ahead. So I say within 6 months, you should be back where you want to be.
And I'm going to tell you something, Mary. This is a time of transition. So you have to let go of some of old ways, and you have to let go of some old people, people that may have been with you for a while that you're not sure if they should still be with you. Have the courage to make the changes that you need to make this next month, and you will see your rewards after the middle of January.
Yeah,
I work very hard daily on positive, positive thinking, affirmations, and clearing. I've been doing very intensively for the last several months.
Yeah, the ninth year is called the year of endings, and that's why we're both telling you to get rid of people and things that just aren't working, and push ahead.
Because when you remove the obstacle, something new comes in, like the shiny penny. So good luck, Mary, and thanks for calling. Let's find out.
Well, it's the first. Hello?
Yes. Thank you for calling. And we're moving on, Frank, to Lisa from Pennsylvania, and she's January 19th, 1968. Are you there, Lisa?
Yes, I am, Elizabeth and Frank.
And what's your question for Frank tonight?
My question for Frank is, am I ever going to get resolution or about my home so we can move forward?
Can you explain that one?
We had a tragic incident happen, and I want to know if there's ever going to be anything found from it so we could move forward and, begin our new life.
I worked with the spirit all my life, and was this a younger person?
Well, it was a younger person, but my question is really regarding my home. There's been something tragic, something happening four times, and I want to know if they're going to find out who's responsible for the occurrence.
Are you having damages or theft?
Yeah,
it was damages. It was damages. It was fire.
Oh goodness.
Yes.
Well, I know somebody sending it, and I'm going to tell you that I think it's a young male between the ages of 18 and 25.
Okay.
And he's very, very angry at you. I see him as a distant relative, not somebody that ever lived with you, a cousin
right.
or or somebody like that, and he's got mental problems. His family knows that he does, but they don't want to admit it.
And okay. I believe somebody's helping him. And
somebody's helping him. Could this be related to me? Not actually personally blood related, but someone, an acquaintance that we know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoever it is, I think that you have suspected this person, and maybe even tried to tell authorities about him. Is that true?
Okay. Well, we've suspected anyone possible. There are 4 fires started my house. My house is completely gone, and the detectives cannot figure out who did it. And we gave them a list of possibilities of all the people, and they come up with nothing. And now there's no house at all standing, but there was a recent shed that was existing, and this has all been over since last October 30th. So there's been 4 fires, October 30th, March 3rd, April 4th, and then there was just one about a month ago. The last thing standing was a shed in the yard, and now that was on fire. So I just don't know if it's somebody close by, a neighbor.
It's the same person, Lisa, that's done all of them.
The same person.
Yes.
Wow.
Is there has there been other incidents like that around?
No, this is it. This is the only one. And now I'm concerned.
This is personal. Let me tell you 2 things, Lisa. First of all, you have to start concentrating and getting quiet and going within and asking spirit to show you who the person is. And it will happen. You will see who it is. And second of all, you need to understand that this person has a lot of anger towards, I want to say more your husband than you. And I don't know why, but you need to maybe do some healing work. Where do you live in Pennsylvania?
We're in the Bucks County area.
Well, that's where I live too. So you might want to have a session. It's up to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll get really good information in 2 weeks.
I agree.
In 2 weeks.
Yep.
Okay. In 2 weeks.
Okay.
There's going to be another incident in the next couple of weeks. I don't know what it is, but there's some kind of an incident.
Okay.
Someone's going to turn this person in.
Someone's going to turn them in. Okay. That would be amazing.
That could be the incident, Lisa.
Okay. This is like something that we're struggling with, my whole family, and we can't move forward because, where we are now.
You can always move forward. What you need to do is tell the universe you have to solve the problem and then let it go. Don't mull over it every single day and whine over it every single day. Just say, we need to have the answer and let it go, and it will come back to you. It's like a boomerang effect.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate everything. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Honest Frank, I tell you, all this hate that's going on in this country, when do you see an end to that? These people, we had 3 incidences this week.
The interesting thing is that it's turning on a lot of these people. It's starting to turn around, and we're going to get just the opposite. They're going to get just the opposite effect of what they've been doing, because all these people are not even thinking; they're just doing it, and they're feeling that they're going to get some kind of fame within that whole group, And it's starting to turn on them. And I just believe that after this election is going to be a lot of lessons learned on these people that have been going after with vengeance, telling lies. And I'm an independent, but I don't like to see it on either party going after each other. But you can't be throwing out lies and these incidents without it coming back to you. So I kind of feel it's going to calm a lot down after this election.
I do, too. And I do think that we're going to have a split you know, what they call the dead horse or the lame duck. I think we're going to have a Democratic Congress and a Republican Senate, but we still have lessons to learn about who we elect and why. We have lessons to learn. We have to understand that the older people are too set in their ways, and we have to start working on getting some of the younger people in so we can make some credible changes. And people are afraid of that, but they're sticking to the tried and true, which really hasn't been tried and true. You know what I'm saying? We have to let the new come in. So,
and we can't, we have to start really listening and do some investigation on your own. Don't just accept what's coming out.
I mean, I know, because everything that's coming out at this time is exaggerated. And they don't show the good that people do or the bad that people do during the year, only when there's something at stake. And to tell you the truth, if you ever watched House of Cards and they show you how it works, it does work that way. I think half the people in Washington don't know what's going on in the country. And they have their stereotypes and their set thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a few.
Well, nobody likes what happened because all of a sudden certain groups can't control other groups or people in power, and they're completely in disarray, and they're just going to keep throwing stuff against the wall and make it all kinds of accusation. And apparently today, you're finished.
I know.
You're guilty until you can prove yourself innocent, which is
some of them do get proof, Frank. They get fired after they get the proof. They take their time and they investigate it and then they get the proof. So anyway, I do think that we are going to have a lame duck Congress and that we'll have to see how they do. Because we have a lot of things happening in 2019 and a lot of things are going to change. I'm telling you, where we are right now with our freedom and our money and everything else and the stock market will not be the same when we finish 2019. It's a big year of change. I'm going to be putting my predictions up online on New Year's Day. I do that every year and you'll be able to read what's coming down. And do you have anything to add about what you see coming, Frank?
Like I've been saying, I see a lot of both parties. I see a lot of Democrats, people, normal people, that are getting fed up with all this goings on, and these mm-hmm. personalities. I mean, we used to watch shows and laugh. Now you can't. I don't see anybody really being funny.
And it goes
both ways. It goes, you know, Republicans. I mean, I love both parties. There's a lot of people in the country apparently are not going along with some of these people that are with their big mouths going to saying anything
they want. And they're still saying in the past, and they're not trying to heal. They're not trying to help others. And everybody's into greed with a capital G. And that has to be changed. And I think it will be. I really do. We just have to go through the bumps and curves to bring in this new theory that we are one and we have to help others. That's all there is to it. And it shouldn't be a measure of, I earn more than you do, so ha, ha, ha. It shouldn't be that way. That's what society has been. Even the kids in school and all of the bullying comes from that. Now we have problems. The parents are going out of their minds with their opioid addictions, and the kids are getting neglected, and who knows what's coming.
And that's it. Our personal lives have to be going back and concentrate on your family.
Right.
And do it.
Family comes first.
Family comes first. And they've been taken away. A lot of things have been going taken away out of it. That's, you know, and a lot of the readings I've been doing, a good half of them have problems with one of their children, not drug problems mm-hmm. in the family. It's, you know. And I think people are just getting fed up. They want help. but they want it in the right way.
Well, you know, you and I are establishing this new program where we're going to be lecturing every month, and we're going to be helping people understand the tools that they can use to improve on their family communication, their family dynamics, and how to really love somebody that's in crisis. And it's hard because they condemn them and they run away. They don't try to love them through it. It's hard for a parent sometimes to accept the behavior or beliefs of the child and hold them different. So we're working on that, Frank. We're working on that. And we all have to. And you do need to establish your meditation practice and hang on to it as we go through these next few years. Because between the situation in the world with the finances and the weather, we're all in for some upsets, some changes, and some surprises. But there's good things, too, because I do improvement in sickness and improvement in healing. Don't you, Frank?
Oh, definitely. And our programs have been around, actually. But we're going to help you to get that inner strength that's there. Everybody has it. And we're going to show you how to bring it out and take control of your life. Let's take it back. We don't need some lame TV program going off in some direction that has nothing to do with the way we conduct our life.
And not only that, Frank, people need tools. I think that if they have tools to follow and they follow them, their life will straighten out. And they need, everything is being restructured. And all we're talking about is working on yourself and your decisions and your thoughts. And as you do that, it will spread over to other people because they'll like what they see. They'll learn to trust and care. And maybe we can return warmth to the family again, because right now we have latchkey kids, and that started back in the 60s. We have to reset our goals and get back to basics. Anyway, it's time for our commercial break. This is Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm with Frank St. James. Please call us. This is a call-in show, and we would love to have some of your questions. And we'll be back after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of October 29th through November 4th, 2018. This week brings Halloween and the end of daylight savings time. Also, there's a healing past karmic relationships and two sign changes. Venus moves back into Libra to relieve some tensions in the home, and Mercury moves into Sagittarius. It's time to plan for the upcoming holidays. The moon in Cancer begins the week, so eat healthy foods and take care of the home and your family matters. Mercury and Jupiter align Monday morning, making this a great time to get up early and get a head start on projects and communications. It's also time to let bygones be bygones and to forgive and forget. On Tuesday evening, Mercury enters the big picture sign Sagittarius, where it will be mostly until early January. Mercury turns retrograde on November 16th, so the next couple of weeks gives you hints about what the communication breakdown cycle will be and perhaps upsetting your Thanksgiving Day plans. Please be careful on the roads. Halloween is on Wednesday, and it's nice with some good weather under a children-centered Leo moon, but not overly eventful. Venus moves backwards into Libra on the 31st as a part of her rebalancing of relationships work during the current Venus retrograde cycle. This harmony will last until December. At the same time, Mercury moves into Sagittarius and your mind begins to overflow with new ideas and projects. Be careful now, because the mind can get so busy thinking that it forgets to act through a practical and positive filter. This can lead to some very foolish decisions. Be sure to put the brakes on. Thursday, November 1st is All Saints Day, a day of forgiveness that can bring a raise in your consciousness. Jupiter trines Chiron, bringing an opportunity to release and heal some old wounds. It's time to remember the importance of our loved ones.
Speaking of time, we'll all fall back on Sunday, November 4th, as daylight savings time comes to an end. Be sure to turn your clocks back 1 hour on Saturday night so that you can get that extra hour of sleep. The days are longer, but the time grows shorter. Lastly, Pluto has been moving from north to south of the ecliptic for several months now. It moved from north to south in the 1930s. One astronomy source has October 31st as being the exact date that it crosses the line. It is difficult to say exactly what this means, since it affects generations of people. Pluto is about transformation. It tells you where you must let go of the past and move forward into what is coming in next. We can all see that the world has changed and it's not going back. Especially, Pluto helps you clear anything that gets between you and the one source of all that is. It helps you to use your power through your connection to Source. So begin your meditation practice daily and don't do it intermittently. It's time for you to stay connected. November is coming this week. It will be interesting to see how the month plays out. Love and Money Venus continues to be retrograde until the 16th, and then Mercury begins the retrograde cycle about 15 hours later on that same day, just in time for the USA Thanksgiving holiday. Uranus has tested the sign of Taurus since May, but now moves backwards into Aries until spring. This urges you to finish any old business since 2011, when it first moved into Aries at the Big Japan earthquake. At that time, Uranus left Pisces and entered Aries, and this ends in 2019. It's leaving Aries and moving into Taurus then until 2026. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with her guest, Frank St. James. Beginning on December 7th, 2018, and continuing the first Friday of the month thereafter, Elizabeth Joyce is presenting a new lecture series for your personal spiritual transformation in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. The Power of the Inner Soul, Becoming Masters of the Planet. Elizabeth offers an internal blueprint for accessing the energies of ascension to ensure that you are ahead of the curve. Her spiritual, intuitive, and downloaded messages give an authoritative snapshot of the ongoing inner struggles that we all endure to understand the events that are happening to us, our community, our nation, and the world at large. Each meeting will involve a talk, a meditation, and instructions on how to stay attuned and connected to spirit. By keeping a critical eye on your balance, connection, and awareness, you will be able to go through the coming times in the safe, supportive, and loving atmosphere that you will create for yourself. Come join us as we work on our multidimensional transformation. This is held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. Donations are requested to help with the expenses. Please RSVP if you know that you're definitely coming, but walk-ins are always welcome. Please come join us and bring a friend. Together we will work on improving the planet, improving our health, and improving our thought processing so that we can be in a place of love and comfort. So hopefully I'll see you on Friday night, December 7th at 7 o'clock at the James Laura House in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. We will try to record some of these sessions so that you may download them on the website to get the information. Thank you. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new Bright Clearing Formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, And you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com. or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
When a star is born, they possess a gift or two. One of them is this: to make your dreams come true. No difference who you are.
When You Wish Upon a Star by the Belmonts, and I kind of like that version. Tonight, this is Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce, and of course we're all wishing on a star. It's Halloween, and it's also the day of All Saints Day on November 1st, so we're in a part of the time of year when the veil is very narrow. And Frank and I were discussing offline that we were getting more and more imprints about people that have crossed over. Frank does excellent crossover readings. And Frank, don't you think that there's a new echo now, or that it's easier now to pierce the veil and talk to the other side?
Well, I've been feeling it for the last couple of years, but especially the last few months. Mm-hmm. On a personal level, when we were doing our program in Doylestown, I said, gee, my mom 2 days before came through so strong. And she actually was helping one of the ladies there with
right,
her problem,
right.
So she had a similar problem.
The Parkinson's, that was very nice. Really, great healing on that one. Great healing.
Yeah. And other people I've been reading definitely have been getting good messages, but also I felt some of them sometimes, it's not happening all the time, because we're the same people when we pass over.
Mm-hmm.
We might not have that organic problem that put us there. So that's one of those where you finally find some peace. Alzheimer's, there might be some spaces in between when I'm contacting somebody went through that, but they don't carry it with them. There are spaces that they don't remember, but you know, up to that point where it was getting really
crucial.
Yeah,
they don't carry the disease because they don't have the body.
Yeah.
But sometimes they can come back and bring one in with them. That's karma. It's very interesting how it works. We have some more calls, Frank. We have Teresa from New Jersey, and she's April 26th. Teresa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's your question for Frank tonight?
I'm being priced out of my neighborhood. I grew up here, but I'm being my taxes have gone up so high because now it's become popular. So we're going to have to move, and we're not sure where to go.
What neighborhood are you in New Jersey? Where are you?
I'm in Jersey City, and I grew up in Jersey City when it was not popular, and now it's the sixth borough of Manhattan, and my taxes went from $14,000 to $26,000. So I'm going to have to move like by next year because I just won't be able to, you know, keep these taxes up. So
what
I
do
have
you
to
think,
find
Frank?
Another place to.
Where do you feel comfortable? Do you have anybody? If you went north, you know, like Massachusetts or New Hampshire or Vermont, would that be too far out for you?
I'm not sure. I've never been in that area. I don't have anybody there I could explore.
Yeah, you know what? I would kind of, if you can, if, you know, take a weekend or something and just check it out for yourself. But, I don't know. I have a good feeling if I went north, I'd definitely be better.
It's in Upper Westchester County. Or even Brewster, that area. New York State's beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, I, you know, it's nice living in the city, but, you know, at this point, it's just not worth it for me.
No,
it's time to get out of the cities anyway.
It's very significant this year with the eclipses and everything. A lot of people are thinking different than, gee, I never thought I would want to move. But now I just feel like I have to go and try another area. You know, get some peace and not having this worried about the bills all the time coming in like this. You know?
I have some dear friends that lived over near Ridgewood, New Jersey. That's where I grew up. And they moved to Upper New York State, and they love it. They absolutely love it. So take a ride. Go look at the foliage.
Yeah. You're in an interesting time. You're in the fourth year, which is Earth energy. So it helps you to do the practical thing. You're moving
Venus is going to go direct in the middle of November. So anytime after the holidays, you could really make a decision. I'm feeling that it'll be very good for you. It won't be that far. It'll be less than 200 miles away.
And next year, your energy's coming in. It's the fifth year. It's called the year of change.
Yeah.
So whatever information you get from now on is going to help you to make your decision. Believe me, it'll be easier.
So good luck to you, Teresa, and thanks for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you very much.
And Frank, we have one more call before we have to close tonight, and it's from Sherry. She's in Pennsylvania, and she's November 8th, so her birthday's coming up next week. Mm. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Oh, hello. How are you?
What's your question for Frank tonight?
I just had a question about my my children and their future success.
Well, you can't do that. You have a direct question about one person?
You're asking a kind of a general question. It's, you know,
And we need a specific question, Sherry.
If you're asking for a general question, how old are they anyway?
17 and 20.
17 and 20. So I think you'll find that I feel like the younger one is a little more might be set on, you know, a couple things that they want to do.
More mature, more centered.
Yeah. And the 20-year-old, I don't, you know, it's going to surprise you. So I'm not feeling a negative, you know. I know it's kind of general, but you did ask a general question.
Yeah, Sherry, what are their first names?
Ryan and Kevin.
Okay, they are both boys. And Ryan is the oldest?
Correct.
What do you feel, Frank?
I feel very good for them. I mean, I'm not going overboard, but I feel good that they seem to be good kids, and you know, I think it's just you're worrying about it. Is one going to college?
Well, one of them has had kind of a drinking problem or some kind of a focus problem that has stopped them from focusing. Is that right, Sherry?
Yes, my older son has had a head trauma.
Ryan. Yeah, he's having a little bit of a problem. He needs some more discipline.
Not more discipline.
Discipline to me means that he has to set things in order and be stronger with himself and do things on time. That's what discipline means to me.
Yeah, he's just not rolling. Like, I just want him to start rolling, like, in a direction.
Does he have anybody to talk to?
Does he?
Another male? Your husband? You're married?
Yes.
Okay, does he talk?
Yeah.
So, like I said, I don't feel bad. I feel like they're getting over things. I felt the younger one a little more together, but the older one definitely can get rid of it. I know I don't want to go too long here, but
well, you said he was going to surprise her, and that's very positive.
Yeah,
Sherry.
When Frank says that, that's very positive. So you have to follow up with us offline because it's time for us to say goodnight. But follow up with Frank offline, Sherry. All of the information is on the BBS Radio Network. And this is Elizabeth Joyce. Frank, I am so thankful that you were here tonight. I love it when you're on. And you will be back right after Thanksgiving again. And then in December, Frank and I plan to give everybody our New Year's resolutions and predictions. Right, Frank?
That's right. And I'm working on them as we talk.
and they're coming in loud and clear. So let's just get through next week, which is the midterm elections. And thank you for being here tonight, Frank. And this is Elizabeth Joyce. Next week, we're going to have a teaching class, and I will be on the road, so it'll be worth listening to. We're going to talk about how to prepare yourself for the times that are coming in the 20s. And then next month, of course, we have Frank coming back and Sharon coming back, and it'll be an exciting time. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. It's time for our meditation. Please get ready to sit in your chair with your spine straight. Take a deep breath. And we're going to close with William Vitalis singing Moonlight on My Window. Thank you for listening and good night. And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths
and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God. Thank you.